We're continuing where Megillah Yudalef Amud Aleph, the top of the page, three lines into the page. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Patach Lapitza Lai Parshat Mehacha. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, when he'd start teaching the story of Megillah, he'd start from this verse. The pasuk describes in Tehillim, Hirkavta Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Va'esh Uvamayim Hatotzienu La'Ovaya. God, you placed man over us. Instead of us being under you, you placed us under a human. Banu va'esh, and that brought us into fire and water, and then you took us out. So, banu va'esh, when did we come into fire? Bimei Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Nebuchadnezzar the wicked, threw some Jews into the furnace, because they wouldn't bow to his idol, right? Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Uva ma'ayim, Bimei Paro, Latotzienu Larvaya, you took us out, you made everything better. That's Bimei Haman. Rabbi Yochanan Patach Lavitra La Parshata Meacha. The famous Rabbi Yochanan. We know about him, right? Who wants to summarize? Who's Rabbi Yochanan?
He wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi.
He was a disciple of Rabbi Yanai. He was Rabbi of Rabbi Elazar, we just said on the previous page. Rabbi Yochanan, the good-looking Rabbi Yochanan, compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. Yes, okay. And Rish Lakish's brother-in-law, right. So Rabbi Yochanan, Patach Lapit V'Rai Parshat HaMe'acha, he began the story of Megillah from here. It says in the Pasuk, Zachar Chasdo V'Emunato Levet Yisrael, Hashem remembered his kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All edges of the earth saw the salvation of our God. When did everyone see the salvation of our God? In the days of Mordechai and Esther. Because Achashverosh ruled the planet. And when he made a decree to kill every Jew, everyone heard about it. And when God overturned that decree and suddenly the Jews were on top, everyone saw the great miracle. So everyone saw the salvation of Hashem. Reish Lakish patach la pitcha la parshata mehacha. Reish Lakish, when he started teaching the Megillah, he'd start from here. It says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Ari noim v'dov shokek moshel rasha alamdal. Ari noim, the lion. What's it called when he lets out a slight purr like he's about to devour someone? What's it called? He's Nohem. It's like he huffs. He lets out his breath heavily, an indication that he's about to attack. Ari Nohem. Who is that? That's a reference to Nebuchadnezzar Arosho. Nebuchadnezzar the wicked. Dichtiv, as the verse describes Nebuchadnezzar. Dichtiv bei Allah Ariyem Yisufcho. The lion got up from his den. So that's a description of Nebuchadnezzar, right? Nebuchadnezzar, the lion, came to destroy the temple that's called a lion, that was built by a lion, David, on the month of a lion. Which month is Leo?
Tammuz.
Av. Right?
Av? Tammuz.
Let's see. Do we have a pen and paper? Yeah? Do we have paper? Tashet sa'av me'ak gedad. Let's see. Moznaim is when? Moznaim is Tishrei. The scale. Akrav, so now it's easy once you know that. Me'ak gedad. Moznaim, Akrav, Me'ak. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. What's Kislev? Keshet, the bow. Gidad. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. Tevet is. Tevet is. Gidi, a goat. Dli. Dagim. Yeah? Me'ak Gidad. It's easy to remember. Me'ak Gidad. What's Me'ak Gidad? Moznaim akrav keshet gedid li dagim. Yeah, So now Dagim is, which month is Dagim? We all know that, Purim. When we have no mazel, Adar. Okay, now Tashet Zav. Tashet is Tishrei is Tle. Nisan is Tle. Iyar is Shor. Sivan is Tomim. Saav. Nisan Iyar Sivan. Tammuz is Sartan. And Av is Aryeh. And Elul is Betula, the Virgin. So now you guys know, Tashet Saav, Me'akedat, Tashet Saav. Me'akedat, Tashet Saav. Now you know. It seems like it preceded everyone, that our sages had it long before everyone else.
Really?
It shows up. I mean, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's all over.
What, the
Tishrei is the scales. Why is Sivan the twins? That's when we got the Torah. We became partners with Hashem, twins. Why is Keshet and Kislev? Guys, why is Keshet and Kislev? They played with bow and arrow to save themselves from the Greeks. And Kislev, Hanukkah. Okay. Why is Dagim Adar? Come on, you guys know all this. Why is Tele Nisan? That's when we bring the Korban Pesach. Why is Dagim on Adar? Because in Adar, Haman had an Ayin Hara and he thought he'd be able to wipe the Jews based on his lot. And Hashem showed Ein Mazal Yisrael, just like the Dagim in our parsha, last week's parsha, it says, V'yidgu l'rov, the Jews should be like fish that are plenty and Ayin Hara can't affect them. So too, we were Dagim, we were like fish on Purim, where he thought his...
It said, multiply like fish on the land.
The Karavarit, yeah.
When fish are out of water, they die.
Right, you have to make a colon. Multiply like fish, colon, on the land. Don't be like fish on the water. Okay. It doesn't say on the land, though. It says Bekerev Haaretz. What does Bekerev mean? Okay, back to our Gemara. So, we said the lion came on the month of the lion. And you challenged that. So, we had to write out Tashit Zav Me'akedat.
It's fivefold now.
Well, no, we all gained from it. We learned the 12 months. Me'akedat Tashit Zav. Okay. So, again. So, the lion is Nebuchadnezzar. And he came. And that's why when the Pasuk describes Arinohim, the lion who is huffing, he's letting out the air like he's about to attack, that's Nebuchadnezzar. And Dov Shokek, the bear, yells out, that's who's compared to a bear? Dov Shokek, Zachashverosh. Dichtiv Bey, because Baruch Hashverosh, the Persian Empire is described by Daniel, Va'aru, and behold, Chei Va'achori, another wild animal came to the screen, Tinyana, a second one, that's the second empire that ruled us after the Babylonian Empire. The second empire was the Persians. Damya Ledov, they're like a bear. Vetani Rav Yosef taught, Elu Palsim Shochlim Shotim Kedov, that's a reference to the Persians that eat and drink like a bear. Umsubalin Basav Kedov, and they're fat like a bear, they're covered with layers of flesh like a bear. Umgadlin Sa'al Kedov, and they grow hair like a bear all over their body. Venleim Menufa Kedov, and they have no rest like a bear in his den going back and forth.
Does bear hibernate?
Yeah. I thought bears hibernate.
They're late.
He has a time that he sleeps, but he has no rest. That's two different things. Rest is a state of the heart. Sleep is a state of the body. Two different things. We're not talking about his not sleeping.
He's always like...
He's restless. He's it's not talking about whether they sleep or not.
That's enough of this or else.
Yes. It's in Brachos too. We'll just finish the last line. Moshel Rasha, there's a wicked ruler, that Zeaman, Alam Dal, on an impoverished nation, Elu Yisrael Shem Dalim Min HaMitzvot. That's a reference to Israel who were impoverished from mitzvos, and that's why Haman was able to take control of them. So we've gone through the generations. You'll notice it went in order. We're already by the latter generations of Amoraim, Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Next week we will begin with Rav Yochanan's disciple, Rabbi Elazar, the way he taught the story of Purim, how he began.
Rav, just a general question about this whole...